This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hashtag no music, no intro. You know what's great about us having a podcast? Like, we could hit on subjects that no one in football realm talks about. Can we? We don't talk about the Saints game. We gonna break down. Not a lot to break down, but we gonna break down regardless. But can we just for a little bit focus on that a potential defensive player of the year, a shoe-in defensive rookie of the year, committed like 4 sodomy in college, and like
nobody
talks about it, bro. It blows my mind. Like, it shouldn't. Like, I know there's Tyreek Hills. I know there's Frank Clark's in the league. Like, I know it shouldn't shock me and blow my mind. But, like, I was just watching him make plays and just, like this man stuck a broomstick up a student's asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, hey, boys will be boys. Hey.
Don't know what? Like, what? That is assault. That is sexual fucking assault. Anyway, that said, Saints lose their 5th in a row. 5, bruh. Lost their 5th in a row.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the longest losing streak of Sean Payton era, right?
Yes. I don't have a stat in front of me.
I know four has been the most.
But it feels like it has to be. Like, that's the worst. So they lost, dropped to Dallas. And they have the number 11th overall pick in the draft. That might continue to fucking go up at this rate. And we didn't do a preview show, obviously, with everything going on with my family, with the loss of my mother. Like, our time is very limited. And so, it was a short week. So in terms of like the frills, we cut out the preview show. We are doing the recap. So we didn't talk about the game. We weren't able to talk about Taysom starting. They got Mark Ingram back, but they're still missing their left tackle, the right tackle, AK, 2 first. Just no one, I'm sure it happens to teams, right? We see it happens to teams being decimated by injuries, but this is probably the first season since Sean Payton's been the coach where injuries have been just so depleting. And the margin to win a game is so thin.
To the point where we're down, like, what it was like, 7 to 13 or something like that?
Yes, it was 7-13. Hey. Yeah.
It was like, hey, we feel good. Like, it was like, all right. It's like the best we've felt in weeks.
Down six.
We in the game. Shit.
Every game has the same script, bruh. The defense does enough to just make it close. And they held a high-powered Dallas offense to, like, 10 points at halftime. Like, they did their job. It was a weird game for Taysom where he was late on some throws, then he injured his middle finger, gets the splint. The balls he was throwing after he injured his finger were just terrible. Like, he couldn't throw.
Dime birds were just like, hey.
And yet he on the ground he played like Taysom in the
Vikings. Cut it out, man. That was like some of the first excitement I had watching offense
in a long time.
Just seeing him run the ball, just gut it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, those little things were exciting.
Small moments. But there are 2 plays. Well, the first play in the game, and he's been doing some things in games,
bruh.
The first thing, they go down, they stall, kind of like in Dallas's side of the field, and he decides to sit Brett Maher out there for a 56-yarder. Bro, as he was walking out, I was screaming at my girlfriend. I said, what the fuck is he doing? Like, he's going to miss it. And the defense already held Dallas and made them punt. Why are you going to give them great field position? Kicks it. Drifts off right. I said, let me go downstairs and start this laundry.
it just makes no sense to me. Like,
none.
There's nothing Sean Payton to say. It's like, even if you have a pretty good kicker, like an above average kicker, a 56 yard is a very hard kick.
It's a hard kick. Like, even like somebody
and you're gonna put somebody who hadn't made any kick shit. Like, he's been ass. He's been ass, bro.
This man cold. And Sean gonna like give him a little pat on the butt as he walking on the field, be like, go knock it home, kid. Like, when you have a team that is this thin everywhere. Coaching decisions like that changes games, and it's borderline inexcusable, bro. Like, I didn't understand.
Punt the ball, man. Punt the ball. Pin them back. If you don't pin them back, they start at the 20. Oh well, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just simple. And the biggest play of the game was 3rd and 2, bro.
That was one of the worst play calls. I've seen some bad play calls by Sean Payton, but that was
dreadful.
Everything about it, like, it was nothing about it that made sense to me.
No. Nothing. Like, it was so bad because, like, Taysom loses 14 yards. So they're not even in field goal range anymore. Like, in my head, I'm like, the run game to a degree has been working against Dallas. Like, running with Taysom.
Okay. And it's like, okay, you don't even put Mark Ingram back there to make them think it could be a play action or run. Or, of course, they were thinking Taysom was going to run the ball. And he probably could have and got it, even with them knowing him doing it. Because it was 2 yards. It was 2 yards. Like, they block it. I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. I mean, if you want to think about it, let's go back to that Giants game. It was a 3rd and 2, bro.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The juxtaposition, because we were like, why would you run it again on 3rd and 2? You know what they
it was funny, bro.
Fast forward a couple of weeks. Because if they got that 3rd and 2 against the Giants game, they probably could have ran out the clock. Like,
yeah.
Fast forward a few weeks later, and we just like,
what?
Maybe Sean listened to the pod. Maybe Sean listened to the pod, bro.
He overthinks things, bro. It's like Sean Payton, he just overthinks. He looks at that big play sheet, and he just overthinks it, man. Sometimes it's like, bro, like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's a risk. Sometimes you don't want to really – I'm not saying run the same play. But you run on 3rd and 2, you know, the quarterback in empty. Then you leave the fastest – biggest human being on earth unblocked for a pass to who was he throwing to? Montgomery? Like,
yeah, I think it was Ty Montgomery, bro.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing? Oh, it's just terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. That just threw the game like that right there. It was done for me after that. I was just like,
I mean, I felt the game was honestly over. We've been recording this, you know, this pod, you know, this season. In 2 games, shitty, awful fucking calls. It was a Titans game.
That call, bro.
And the blind side block penalty that was called on Garrett Griffin on a blitzing Jayron Kearse after Taysom had thrown Traquan, Deontay Harris, whatever. There's a 10-11-yard pass for a first down. He kind of felt like, you know, man, got some momentum going, building. Put him back 10 yards, just a brutal call. And as soon as that play call happened, I was just like, this is it. That's game. Because I know what's going to happen after this. Like, they're not going to be able to convert a first down. They're going to get the ball back to Dallas, and Dallas is going to score a touchdown. Literally.
It was such an important drive right there. That was just huge. A drive killer. Just a drive killer, you know. And Troy Aikman just said it. perfectly. He's like, you know, that, he said that's a drive killer for most offenses, but like for this offense, where it's, he said it's hard to get yards. I was like, that's just perfectly said.
Bruh,
it's like, so it's hard just... to get yards. It's just
can
something like that is just killer, bro.
I want to bring this up before I forget. I know, you know, we be on Pete's ass, deservingly so, you know. But one thing we can't take away from Andres Pete, when he's on the move, oh, that's your ass, bro.
Pete on the move ain't no joke, boy.
Why is it that fucking Cesar Ruiz, if you watch him when he pulls, this man misses the defender in the hold almost every time, Ryan.
It's unbelievable, bro.
Like, I saw it at least three times. He was pulling from
it's
the right.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it affects the run game, man. It's like, this is easy. This is like O-line 101, pulling guard. Like, this is O-line 101, man. It's like,
bro, when I played offensive line and I played guard, my first position in football office, I played guard before I moved to center. When they called a pulling play, bro, I got hyped. Because you're like, oh, like, you want me to move? And then I can just, like.
It's your time. It's your time, baby.
This man, if you go back, I don't remember what game it was that he just slipped and fell on his ass. Like, it's comedy at this point, bro.
It's comedy, bro.
I counted, like, one of them, I think it was a run with Taysom, and he's pulling from right to left. And. Yeah. Like, the guy's in the hole, Ryan. Like, he is squared up. And he just...
I don't get it, man.
What a dreadful fucking draft pick.
Just
a dreadful draft pick. I also tweeted this during the game. Like, you know, the Malcolm Jenkins reunion was cute, bro. It was nice. You know, enjoyed it.
It is what it is, man. It's like, you know, he's old, bro. You know, it's like, I don't know.
That reunion. So, this, you know, I guess the future of this podcast is going to be speaking a lot about the future of the team. I just feel like with Malcolm, you got to cut him in the offseason. And you put CD at strong safety, bro.
That's what you want to do.
That's it. And I know he's a slot, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if they want to do where they extend Bradley Roby like a year and then, I don't know, he got to play with him. Just like,
Roby could play, but boy, he was getting cooked today, boy.
To be fair.
Like, CeeDee Lamb is a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even, I can't even, like, hate on it. He's a dog, but he was getting that ass cooked. You know?
It's kind of hard to judge any quarterback that's playing in this offense.
It's that's why, I mean, you can't, bro. You can't judge him, man. You can't judge him, bro. Like, you really can't. This offense is bad, man. It's bad. It's bad at the O-line. It's bad in the skill position player. It's bad, bro. So you cannot judge a quarterback. I don't care if you put Peyton Manning back there. I don't care if you put Tom Brady in there. Yes, they might be a little better, but they'd still be bad. Like, they'll be the worst of themselves in this offense. It's a bad offense, man.
So here's the question, bro.
It's like, that's just is what it is. We've seen it all season. It's like, people been in my timeline all week. Like, they just forget about what the first, you know, 5 or 6 weeks look like. They're like, oh, we just need Jameis back, you know.
No.
It's like, do y'all not remember what those games look like?
That Seattle game, bro?
Bro, I give Jameis all the credit. Now, he made the most of what he could. You know, he was scoring touchdowns, you know, stuff like that. But it was a struggle. It was a struggle to get through those games where we was just waiting to hopefully get Mike Thomas back. Like, do y'all not remember that?
Yep.
Like, it was bad. So, no, man, this is just, yeah, it doesn't matter, man. Like, this has to be fixed. It's a bad offense. The worst offense in the league. I've been saying like maybe top, maybe bottom three, but I'm saying it's the worst.
Hold on, no. We got to talk about it. A little preview. Two Sundays from now.
Who?
Taking on the Jets.
I don't care, bro. It's the worst.
I'm not debating that. But my question is, can the Saints win that game?
When you can't score points, you can lose to anyone, man. When you can't score points, I don't care what the defense is. I know the Saints have the defense hadn't been great. Like, they played their butt off. But when you cannot score points, man, it's like, I don't care who you're going against, man.
Someone tweeted before the game that I'll be shocked if the Saints, and I don't know who it was, but they said I'd be shocked if the Saints scored more than 10 points tonight. And, bruh, like, I agreed with it. You take that Deontay Harris
garbage. Yeah, that little garbage time chicken would have been 10 points. It's a struggle. At home.
Oh.
They're at home, bruh.
It has been 2 weeks in a row, two Thursdays in a row, and I haven't heard this in a while. You could just hear Dallas fans, you could hear Bills fans. I'm just like, oh boy,
that's disgusting.
So I guess the question is how do you see them finishing the rest of the year? Like let's go through the schedule. Right now. And we'll talk about if we feel just really quickly. We're not going to do like a deep dive. Okay, so next Sunday, the Jets. That's a win or a loss.
I'm gonna go with W, bro. I'm gonna give him a W.
Okay.
I think Alvin Kamara will be back by then.
He
makes a difference.
Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay game, the Sunday night football game, please flex us.
Flex it out. Please flex it out. That's an L. That's an L, right? I know we beat Tampa Bay before, but it's
not. No. Dolphins, Monday night football.
Another primetime, bro. I think they're already talking about flexing that one, though.
Can they flex Monday Night Football games? Was that a change?
Yeah,
they can.
I think they can change it. Yeah.
Oh,
whew. So, please.
Thank God.
I think that's an L, bro.
I'll say this. The thing that worried me in that game is depending on the health of the offensive line, because the offensive line is still hurting. Like, I don't think he's a good coach, but, like, Brian Flores is going to cook that line, bro. He can cook. And bring, I think that's an L too, bro. I know it's Tua, but I think that's an L.
Nah, man. I think so.
Panthers.
Cam Newton back?
With Cam, no Christian McCaffrey. I feel like they win that.
Like, at that point in the season, bro, like, I think we just dead fish in the water, so I don't know. I mean, that's...
And then we'll finish the year with the Falcons. And if the Falcons sweep us, Falcons fans would feel like they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I could see us just like taking like a real dark turn in the season where we're picking top 10, bro.
I mean, we're not far away. Right now we're picking the 11th overall. Like we might get to 8, 7, 5, 6, 5. Wouldn't be shocked at all. So then there turns the question. And of course, no one as a fan should root for their team to lose. But, like, I understand it in terms of draft situations, blah, blah, blah. Of course, this season, where the Saints may have a top 10, maybe top 5 draft pick, is not a quarterback draft, bro. Like, if they would have had the top 5 pick last season, I've been good.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
We could have got Justin Fields. They probably would have fell in love with Mac Jones and would have taken him like, ha, bro. Like, we've been good. But now with this draft, this quarterback draft class, we've already talked about when you got to start talking yourself into a prospect and you already picked the wrong guy. If the Saints get a top 10, top 5-ish pick, in your opinion, should they keep that pick or should they at that point use that pick to go get a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, what have you?
Well, yes. Yes. Yes, try to get Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. Yes, like try. Obviously, that's a long shot. Like, either way, it's going to be a long shot. But I would definitely try to do that at first. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go crazy about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, if they say no, they say no, and you move on, you know? Like, and
you know what's funny? If they got, like, a top five pick, it wouldn't shock me at all. It wouldn't shock me if they didn't go quarterback, they didn't go wide receiver, or anything like that. Like, I could easily see it be like an offensive lineman, bro. Like, I could see it.
Oh, yeah. I could see offensive lineman. I could see a defensive back. I could see defensive end. That'd be funny as fuck.
Imagine, bro. Could you fucking imagine?
I could see it, bro. I could see it.
Man,
it would be nice if they could find a quarterback, though. Like, because we don't know shit. We, you know,
we
draft picks saying, there ain't no good quarterbacks, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. You know, they start finding these quarterbacks at, like, fucking Nevada and shit like that.
And I mean, Sean hasn't been in a position like this.
No.
I mean, yeah. I get, like, ever.
No.
Like, even the draft, obviously they signed Drew before the draft, so he's never had to really be in a position, picking high in the draft, and then really getting in the tape, like, mm-hmm. and figuring out what he wants. And as a young quarterback and in the position.
It might not be a guy in the first round. It might be somebody in the second round. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just one of those things we just don't know. But I really would like to see Ian Book at some point this season. Like, I don't believe in him. I'm not, like, a high on the Ian Book guy or nothing. But, like, you drafted him in the fourth round. Like, just see what the fuck he is. Like,
yeah.
I saw him play a little bit in the preseason. When I saw him in the preseason, I was like, oh, okay. He got a little game to him or whatever. So, like, I don't know. Even in the final two games, the team not going to the playoffs.
Please, any fans who are doing like playoff calculations and like go to websites and be like, oh, well, if we win these games and drop this game, stop, please stop. Like that, stop.
The offense is ass. It's one of the worst, it's the worst offense in the league, coupled with one of the worst kicking game in the league.
It's game, terrible. Bro.
Games, man.
Brian Johnson is a big reason why they didn't win the fucking Titans game, bro.
It's just ridiculous. Oh my god! And you know, Kenny Stills, get him the fuck out of my face, man. And it's, you know, I mean, like I know some of the passes are hard catches and stuff, but it's like, bro, you a veteran in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, go snatch a ball out the air and make a play. Like, somebody make a play.
Bro, do you know how frustrated it was to watch, like, the Dallas wide receivers just...
It's unbelievable. Fucking CeeDee Lamb catching incompletions. You know, like, he's out of bounds, and he's just making dog catches out of bounds. Just like,
one hand, and made it look easy. And then he turned to the sideline, he said, I was inches away.
Inches away, like, motherfuck you. Fuck you. We don't have nobody to do that. Fucking Marcus Callaway doing double boos and shit. DB just like, all right, bro, whatever you're doing, okay. I'm just going to sit right here and knock the ball away. Like, just knock yourself out, bro. Like,
I don't know why when you say that, bro, I just thought of like, you know, a girl who just like laying down and a guy just going ham and like it's just not doing anything for her. She just.
You got the leg up and everything. No, feel nothing.
So terrible. I'll say this, and I was thinking about this when I was doing laundry. Like, we can't, and I'm not as a fan going to put all of this on the Saints neglecting the wide receiver position year after year in the draft and whatever. But with the end, like, because even if they had, like, even if they had, like, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr., whatever, right? The injuries would still make it extremely hard to win. But I will say that by neglecting skill positions for so long, it is absolutely exponentially exacerbated. And you see it.
Right.
Like, you see it. Like, at least if we had, like, a receiver, we'd be like, oh, like, shit, this season sucked, but, like, we got whoever it is, right? Like, but, like, at this point, we got nobody, bro. We got the corpse of Kenny Stills. And I don't, like, and at this point, I'm just like, Deontay, just serve the suspension, bro. Just sit down. Like, why would you let it go into next season?
Right, right. He really should just get it over with, man. Don't appeal it no more. Just say, yeah, I'll take it.
Can we also just talk about Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards getting suspended for
fucking dummies, bro. Dummies. Why?
They're athletes, bro. They're enabled.
Just go get the fucking shot. Oh my God, they just act like it's so hard.
Fucking Amari Cooper being lined up against Don't Vax Me, bro. Also, that defensive pass interference that they called on him was also horseshit. Just soft. It's one of the most maddening things I've seen in this season is all these teams like the Saints have faced, right? The Titans. Maybe they win that game without that terrible penalty called on Kate Ellis. You know, the Bills game, who, you know, contender in the AFC, first half kept that shit close. At no point did I really think, like, man, the Bills, they are stellar. And, bro, I would say same thing in the Cowboys game. Like, I wasn't like, man, these Cowboys are like world beaters. Like,
no, not at all.
So, I don't know what, as a fan, what you take from that. You know, I think it tells there is good coaching. The team is still fighting. But it's just hard. It's hard for them to do things consistently that leads to wins.
Right. And you still have talent, man. You still got Marshawn Lattimore, DeMario Davis. Pete Werner has just been, like, one of the shining members of the 2021 draft classes.
How crazy is that?
You know what I'm saying?
When they put up the I don't know if you saw when they put up the list of all the Saints injured or whatever. And I go to my girlfriend, I said, they didn't even put who first on there. Like,
just don't even bother. Don't even bother. But it's like, you know, so, I mean, they have players, man. Like, I know Marcus Williams, he had some goose tonight, but he's still a player, you know what I mean? So they do have that, but it's just like, it's not enough, like, especially on offense, bro. It's like, offense is bad, bro. It's the worst. As a Saints fan, I'm just trying to think back. It has to be like to the Billy Joe days, man, like that bad. And even them teams had a couple studs, just the quarterback was bad. Like, it's really bad, man, like, to the point where you really just, like, the quarterback, as bad as the quarterback position is, you don't even solve it with the quarterback.
No.
Like, if they brought, let's say they just brought Derek Carr in right now with this team.
Derek Carr?
He'd be shit. Derek Carr, he'd be shit.
Yes.
Shitty boo boo. He would be shitty boo boo, bro. That's how bad the offense is right now.
And so looking into the future, I wonder if Sean goes into this office. I mean, he has to figure out how to make, obviously, the team better as a whole. But even coming into the season, in the last two seasons, even with Drew last year, I mean, looking in hindsight, bro, even last year, Drew, we didn't appreciate last year's Drew.
Drew was trying his best, man. I really believe that, bro. Like we was like, oh man, Drew, we forced, like, he's like, he needs everybody to run these pinpoint accurate routes. Like Drew was on his knees every game, like, man, please just run this route like I need to the rest. He was foreshadowing, man. Like
he was. Isn't it crazy? Like looking back at last season, and even before the quarterbacks got hurt and the injuries piled up, like we saw it with the skill position. It was just,
it was bad,
dreadful. Like I'm out here, like, oh, Nick Bonnett out here making plays. Like I'm getting excited over Nick Bonnett, Ryan.
Nick Bonnett, bro. Nick Bonnett caught that screen, and I was like, man, that's the slowest screen run I've ever seen.
But I was hyped, though.
Because it's just so rare to see, like, a Saints player catch a ball and run. It's so rare. It's like, holy shit.
But Sean got to go in the lab. Sean got to look in the mirror. And he got to, like, him, like, he has to make changes. And he has to accept and admit, yo, I completely fucking messed on these fucking wide receivers. Like, these niggas is garbage.
I don't know if he got it in him, bro.
I mean, at this point, like, if they in one, in some resemblance, try out the same wide receivers, you know, I know Traquan's a free agent, you know, with maybe Mike Thomas added to the group and just be like, oh, you know, Mike's back. Like, just, like, bruh, there will be a revolt.
But I could absolutely see him being like, look, we had bigger problems than the wide receiver position. Whatever. And he's going to go get some wide receivers. But I could see it being like number two on the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, him being like, oh, you know, that wasn't the biggest issue. We had bigger issues than that. I could just totally see that. Just off of his ego and hubris.
Yep. Four drops tonight. How many drops was it in the what was it, the Falcons game? Was it like 9 drops or whatever game? Yeah.
That we used to have that in the season.
Like when
we had 9 drops in the season.
When Joe Buck said there were 4 drops tonight, like the offense was so bad, like I didn't even remember him. I was like,
It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
At least
every category that counts in Dallas, they like to play man to man, and we just couldn't get open.
Nope.
We couldn't get open against man to man.
We had some pick plays here and there that got, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that let you know, but over, but even that little Jordan Humphrey touchdown, bro.
Yeah. It's like it's hard.
Hard.
It's not clean. Like it's just like.
And as soon as Taysom missed that wide open throw to Traquan, I was like,
"Oh,
time to go home."
I don't even know how you evaluate that one.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Like, did he miss him because of his finger in the splint, or was it just a bad throw?
I think it goes back to, you know, I talked about it this offseason, man. It's like Drew Brees used to work with these guys after practice. You know, it was really a workshop in quarterbacking and receiving and all that stuff about what he needs you to do on a particular play. And they just don't have that right now, man. They don't have that going on right now. And I don't even know how you fix that. I don't know how you – because at some point we got to say, look, Drew Brees is gone. Okay, we're moving on. Got to. You're not going to have anybody like Drew Brees. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what else comes in to fix that. You know, is it Russell Wilson? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Derek Carr? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? Baker Mayfield? I don't know.
Oh, bruh. Bruh. The Browns, like, Baker has shown you what he is.
Yeah.
Bruh, like, for 4 seasons. If you still got to be like, should we give him $35 million a year? You have to answer the question. That is the answer. No.
That's the answer.
In 4 years from the quarterback position, if you got to ask as a team, I'm not talking about just the Browns. I'm just talking about team-wise, wide across the NFL. If you've seen a rookie quarterback for four seasons and you're asking yourself after, you know, well, three and a half, almost four seasons, should we pay this guy? You know, you have your answer.
I think you hit it on the nail on the last pod, man. You re-signed Jameis. You got Taysom Hill on the center. You got Ian Book. See what he is this season. Maybe, you know, you look extremely hard at the draft for any quarterbacks that are available that can come in. But at the same time, man, just build your team back
up. You got to build a team, bro.
Build it up.
We got to build it.
Everywhere. Especially offense.
If you build a good team, and it's weird in the NFL because it's not like the NBA where players can kind of force themselves out where they want to go, whatever. But you always make yourself like an attractive place to go.
Exactly.
And you're always competing. The big thing about the Russ thing, where I keep talking about it, is twofold. First of all, Seahawks are fucking terrible. That's why I keep telling Saints fans, when y'all watch the Seahawks games, y'all better, like, y'all root for the Seahawks to lose more than you should for the Saints to win at this point. Like, yeah, you want it to be just Russ just looking around like, I can't stand y'all niggas. Just upset. But he has a no trade clause, just like Deshaun Watson, which I didn't realize until recently. So Seattle can't just trade him to the AFC if he don't want to go to the AFC. He'll just not sign off on his no trade clause. Now, maybe that'll lead to them just keeping him. But if he says, I want to go to the Saints, and that's it. One, that fucks up Seattle's leverage. You know, because then the Saints could be like, well, I'm going to give you three first-round picks. Like, you don't want to trade nowhere else. Like, I'm going to give you two. Whatever. And then two, with the whole Seattle perspective, man, do you know how much that Jamal Adams trade is may benefit us right now, bro?
Crazy.
Could you, like, as a team right now, the Jets are picking fourth in the draft, Ryan. Oh. Because the Seahawks gave up two first round picks for an in the box safety that can't cover. Bruh.
And their draft pick is right behind there.
Jets picking 4 and 5 right now, bruh. We can still at least say shout out to John Vilma. Hashtag weird. Not the Jets.
Man.
I'm gonna say it right now, bruh. Come February, March. Oh, we gonna be busy, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
I know our listenership, you know, during the offseason takes a dive, especially when games are being played. But there's going to be some fireworks involving the Saints that I think we haven't seen since the whole Kenny Stills, Jimmy Graham offseason happened, bro.
I'm trying to think. I could already see it. I could see Ryan Pace coming back, man. They might need a fall guy for this season. They get rid of Ireland and bring fucking Ryan Pace back, man.
You see the vision. That's the vision, bro. We know the answer to the question.
Oh, I can just see it, bro. It's going to be some shit that's going to piss us off this offseason. That's all I'm saying.
Something. I mean, we don't have to get on the pod and like record an emergency pod. And we just going to be stinged, bro.
But man, I just was Sean Payton just like, look, bro, like, when he took over the Saints, he said they looked to the Patriots on team building. They looked at them and they really studied them.
Yep.
About how they, you know, how they built their team.
Respected them.
Respected them, man. They need to look back at them, man. Like, look how, you know, they took it on the chin. They let Tom Brady go early. Earlier than he should have been, you know. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? It's just straight up. Tom Brady, still a dog. Still a dog.
Yep.
They let him go early, but they said, okay, we're going to take this season on the chin. You know, they did the best they can. They weren't very good. Came back that next season, got the cap straight and all that shit. Surrounded some players, had a good draft, found a quarterback, young quarterback. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be the dynasty again or whatever, but they're back, you know, they're back in the mix, looking like a good team. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, they are the number two seed in the AFC right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just after that, just imagine that the 1 year, you know?
So it's but, like, I mean, the key to – and that's a great analogy, right? So let's let's walk the fans through it a little bit. I don't know if they could do what New England did, because New England spent in free agency, bro. They got Hunter Henry, they got Jonnu Smith. I don't know. Jonnu Smith might be cut this offseason.
But I also throw a caveat that Sean Payton is good at drafting offense. Even though he had recently.
That's what makes it more frustrating, bro.
Right. He's actually good. Like, Belichick is horrible at drafting offense. Horrible.
Terrible. So they had to, like, they overcompensated because they know that Bill was bad at drafting offense. So they spent in free agency Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne. If you go back to last offseason, I don't know why the Saints wouldn't have been like Kendrick. Every time I saw him play for the Niners, like he was a good player, very underrated wide receiver. Got him, but the key the spoon that fucking stirs the pot is they got their quarterback, bro.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the key. They got their quarterback, and also they got Christian Barmore, who is playing great for them on their defensive line, and the Saints just passed on him and got a player who, you know, we don't even call him by his real name, bro.
You know, I mean, look, the quarterback thing, you know, some luck plays into it. It's not like New England knew he'd be there at 14 or 15, whatever.
15, bro. They got him at 15.
But they didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kyle Shanahan, they could have took him at 2 or 3 or whatever that was. At 3. They could have – he could have went earlier than that. Somebody could have traded up to 11 or 12 or 13 and took him. So they didn't know, you know. So you just got to be ready. You know, so like I said, like, even though we're like, oh, these quarterbacks are garbage in this draft, I don't know. Maybe there is a good quarterback in there, or maybe a decent, solid quarterback. But, you know, you don't want to go into it. Don't force yourself on a quarterback. Oh. Don't say, okay, maybe he could kind of fit. Maybe if we just do that. No. Don't do that.
Oh, when you start talking like that.
Taking the L, then.
Big one. I've said on this podcast, I'm not going to watch any games of him. But I only saw one game of him when he went against Ole Miss. Is Malik Willis from Liberty. Yeah, I he's fucking playing at Liberty right now, bro. Like, but
okay, type of guy.
I just seemed. I was like, I saw enough that it intrigued me. Much like when I first kind of saw Trey Lance, I was like, huh? You know, you kind of put your head to the side, like, oh, okay, all right. I don't know. It way too hard to tell. It was interesting to me though. If we saw the segment that Ian Rappaport did, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, on NFL Network, basically – oh, no, it wasn't NFL Network. It was Pat McAfee's show. Basically him saying, you know, Taysom Hill is going to be on the team, you know, obviously contract extension. We didn't even talk about – oh, yeah, we did talk about that. But that, you know, he kind of said that he wasn't sure that the quarterback of the Saints for next season is even on the team, which is very telling.
Yeah.
Very telling. So as a Saints fans, buckle up. The rest of the season's going to probably be a sad, sad watch, but we'll joke through it. But this offseason, though, this offseason will be going to be nuts, man. It's going to be nuts, and yeah, tons of work. And they got some decisions to make, bro. Like, do you bring Cam Jordan back?
Cam Jordan, Tyron Armstead, two big ones.
And the Tyron one, to me, is such a interesting decision for them. Like, it would tell me a lot, right? Because I look at it two ways. If you have a feeling that you can get a quarterback, Russ, Aaron Rodgers, whoever, I think somehow you got to bring him back. Like, I think you got to bring him back. If you just go on the Jameis route, Taysom route,
get it how you live.
You gotta might let him go, bro. Like we talked, we were recording this. He's good to miss 4 to 5, 4 to 6 games a season now.
It's gonna happen.
And this is gonna be, as a left tackle, his last big payday before the end of his career. So he's gonna get paid. He plays a position that is gonna pay him no matter where he goes. Like, teams will fucking cream themselves over a good to great left tackle on the open market. He's going to get paid. If you bring it back Taysom or Jameis, like, do you want to pay Teron at in his early 30s? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's a struggle, man. And I can also see, like, Greg Rosenthal's point where he just kind of has, like, a 4 to 5 year run where he just a good solid left tackle for another like 4 to 5 years. I can see both ways, like, you know what I'm saying?
I can feel like let's say 4 years. He gonna miss 4 or 5 games. That's 20 games missed.
Yeah, bro.
That's a season.
That's true. Put him in a hearse.
Sorry, left tackle, bro. Keep Ramchick on the right time. Anyway, we wrapping this up. Saints fans, you listen to this, you sad. It ain't all that bad. Like, really. Trust me, especially what I've been through recently.
Man.
It doesn't matter. It's and the reason, you know, I don't know if people were wondering, like, well, man, like, you're going through like all this. Like, why are you being so, like, fit, like, laughing about the Saints, good or bad, like, laughter is healing. Laughter is healing. Like, I can laugh about the Saints all day and it make me feel better. So, so enjoy it, laugh, get the fucking jokes off. Don't take this stuff too seriously. Even at the end of the game, like, when the game was out of hand, you know, Taysom and Ian Book were on the fucking sideline, like, on the bench, you know, cracking a smile, talking like,
yeah.
Here. Shit, okay. All good,
man.
But the officiating in the NFL, that shit got to be fixed.
Oh, it sucks.
It is dreadful. Like, it's ruining and changing outcomes of games. And I know nothing will be done of it, but it's ruining the product. Like, even not even the Saints game, bro, just makes it not enjoyable to watch the sport anymore.
To the point, anytime like a big play happens, a catch, run, whatever, you just kind of like, you pause for a second, like, no flag. It's a no flag. Okay.
The Miami Heat leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. All right. We can move forward. Anyway, thanks for, We know the numbers are going down, bro. I sent Ryan a chart of our numbers and downloads from the Tampa Bay game to the last 5 weeks.
That trend line is
out here looking like fucking out. It's bad, bro. Looking like Toys R Us in the last year, bro.
I mean, let us know. Is there anything else we could do? Damn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if there are suggestions that the, you know, listeners have that would encourage other people to listen. But I think at this point, what we've kind of seen is that we have our hardcore listeners that are going to listen no matter what. Yeah. And then we have people who kind of search out.
And I get one. I get it. When I was like a hardcore, like,
yep,
Saints fanatic, I didn't want to hear nothing negative. Like, if we lost, I ain't listen to no football podcast.
Nothing.
I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing negative about the Saints. Don't want to hear it. But now I'm like, then after a couple of years, I was just like, I want to hear what, like, motherfuckers got to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
I want to hear some little shit talking, you know? But, hey, look, it's not like we try to be negative. If you just listen, if our long-time listeners know, like, we've been on it, bro. Like, we've been talking about this shit, man. Like,
it's like everything that we talked about is just coming to roost, basically, bro.
I'm telling you, man. I'm not saying we get everything right, but it's like, man, certain times you get a feeling. We know this team just like y'all do. Y'all know this team.
Yep.
We just kind of speak from that other side. You know, there's that optimistic side, and there's that other side, the truth side.
Yeah, like, I don't even say, like, we're pessimistic. Like, we just keep it real, bro.
Like, real, man. It's not even pessimistic. It's just the truth side is like, yeah, let's be honest here. Marquez Callaway is not a number one wide receiver. It's just not.
I know we already, you know, banged on Kenny a bit. The fact that he wears number 12.
Come on, man. That's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, man. Put some respect on Coach's name, bro.
Fucking blasphemous. It is blasphemous. Well, luckily we can enjoy a Sunday, you know, red zone, chilling, not worried about anything. And, you know, we'll be back. I don't know if we'll do a Jets preview show. I don't even know if I want to record a Jets preview pod, bro. Honestly.
We'll do it
because it's not a short week. We'll do a preview pod, and then we'll do the Jets recap, you know, after the game. So people who listen to us, continue to listen to us, we appreciate it. Also, I completely almost forgot this, and we'll throw it in at the end. So if you listen to the whole podcast episode, good on you. I have an extra hashtag Saints Twitter podcast Tumblr. To raffle away, that was made, you know, a friend made it for the person that does our Tumblrs made an extra one for me. So if you are a current Patreon donator, you're already going to be put in the raffle. If you are not, and if you become a Patreon donator by, let me be nice, let's see. If you become a Patreon donator by next Wednesday, the 8th, you'll be entered into the raffle. And then my goal will be when I'm back from Texas, I'll send out the Tumblr. So hopefully whoever wins it can get it before Christmas. And that is it. So again, free Tumblr for just supporting us. If you're already a Patreon member, you're already in the raffle. If you're not a Patreon member, you become a Patreon donator by December 8th, you'll be entered into the raffle. But truly, thank everyone for supporting us and sticking through. It's just football. Laugh at it. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your family. With that, we're out.
Peace.